Hello, 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 John Mason. How is everybody? I hope you're all well and ready to rumble. We need to. You've heard of the decision by the United States Supreme Court, written by Justice Samuel Alito. Justice what? Justice? Anyway. calling for the overturn of Roe versus Wade. That is the decision from 1973, stating that states have no right to legislate on abortion, thereby respecting the woman's right to her reproductive freedom. And the ruling is, the logic behind it is so preposterous, the idea that that abortion rights is not guaranteed under the Constitution, or that there's no precedent for it, and it's always in our history or tradition. Well, you must remember that slavery was part of our history and our tradition. But do we accept it now? No. Keeping women from voting was part of our history. Women have the right to vote. Are they going to give it up? No. Workers had to put up with the most abominable conditions for the crappiest pay, for the longest hours, and get killed on the job. Is that acceptable now? No. So now all of a sudden we're supposed to sit back and respect this decision. I mean, that's the way conservatives roll. They have the idea that that if they have one win, the whole issue is settled and no more discussion about it. It doesn't work like that. We're not playing kids' games. We're fighting for our rights here. In history, like in the discussions about slavery before the Civil War, there was a compromise of 1850 with the Fugitive Slave Law that authorized the federal government to track down runaway slaves in northern states and sell the status of slavery in the territories that were captured in the Mexican War. And therefore, when it was finally passed, the compromise, everyone was saying, okay, the whole thing's settled, let's drop the subject. But the activism of dedicated abolitionists continued. Then came the Dred Scott decision. President James Buchanan, who thought the best way to save the Union was to constantly give in to the Southern men, urged everyone to happily accept the decision of the court as final, knowing full well the court would rule against Dred Scott's suit. The matter is not settled when it comes to reproductive rights. And Alito's decision says bring it back to the state legislators. Oh yeah, the same state legislators who have been restricting access to the right to vote, who have passed legislation against transgender kids in schools and trying to ban any intelligent discussion in schools about race, calling all that evil, terrible thing critical race theory. And they're supposed to decide for a woman whether her body is her own business. Nobody should tell another person. No government, no state entity should tell a person a woman how to operate their fertility, how to control her body. A woman is quite capable of deciding for herself the status of her body and whether to continue a birth or a pregnancy or not. And this whole discussion, when does life begin? I mean, the whole idea is that about abortion, being anti-abortion is it's a living being within the womb of the mother. But is it? Theologians and scientists have been discussing at what point does a fetus become a living, breathing entity? And we still can't figure it out. Like, even there's some Jewish tradition to say that birth begins when the head of the baby just peeks out of the, just is peeking out of the womb. And so it's not a settled thing. But the fetus is definitely inside the womb of the mother. And it is an enormous burden for a woman to carry for 9 months. Who am I as a man, or any other male, or any state entity, to dictate to a woman how to run her body? Have no fear that I, John Mason, will do my little bit to defend the right of a woman to defend her right to her bodily autonomy, to control her reproductive system, her life in general. I urge all of you to do the same. Okay, that's my rant for now. Now advertisements. Hemporific LLC is a lovely little CBD product store on 15th Street and Snyder Avenue in South Philadelphia. There you'll find some of the finest cannabis-infused products. Flour, gummies, candies, drinks, teas, lip balm, hand sanitizer, dog treats. Please look them up. HemporificLLC.com. I also talk up my wonderful career coach, Michelle Snow, career and business coach. Michelle is excellent in guiding you along as you develop your professional career or small business. She lets you know what you're doing right, where you need work, and help you network with other small entrepreneurs and professionals. Please look her up. GrowWithSnow.com. Right? Okay, then. We know what we're up against. Are we ready to rumble? I am. Let's get out there. Defend the rights of women. Defend the rights of workers. Defend the rights of LGBT people. Defend the rights of people of color. That's what it's about. Take care. Bye.